Tosim Abeis. The Mishnah says, Dama Madlikim, Uvama Ei Madlikim. What can you light with to Mechaim the Mitzvahs Ner Shabbos? And what you're not allowed to use to light with? Is Ei Madlikim. These things you can't use to be the wicks to light for the Ner Shabbos. Is Ei Madlikim Loi Belechesh V'Loi Bechoysim. So the first things Rashi says right away, the Gemara will explain what these things are. These are a type of wicks you use, we'll see what it is. You shouldn't use them for Shabbos. For loy bikloch, another type of a wick. For loy bepsilas idun, another type of a wick. For loy bepsilas hamidbur, not a wick that comes from the midbur. For loy biroikor shapnei hamayim, that's like seaweeds. We'll see, that the grows on the, something on the bottom of the ship that's in the ocean, you shouldn't use that stuff for be the wick. Now, the next of the rest of the Mishnah is talking about the shemen. Different type of oils you shouldn't use to use for oil. Because the mala ner shabbos was made out of a wick, and the oil underneath it. Is v'loi b'zephris, you shouldn't use tar, pitch. V'loi b'shava, not with wax. So this type of wax means where you have a piece of wax, that's in place of the shemen. And we'll see in the Gemara. And then you want to put a little psila in the wax on top, that's no good. V'loi b'shemen kik, not with oil that comes from kik. V'loi b'shemen tzreifa, and not with shemen that's toy in tzreifa. That we'll see in the Gemara, that's about shemen truma, that's tomei, that there's a mitzvah to burn it. So the lochri is you're not allowed to burn it on Shabbos or on Yontif. Therefore, you can't use the shemen to mekayim the mitzvah. V'loi b'shemen tzreifa. V'loi ba'aliyo, and not with the tail, that's the fat of the tail of a behemoth. V'loi b'chelev, and not with fats mamish. These things you can't use for the shemen, for the oil pot. Nochem ha'modi oimer madlikim b'chelev mevushel. Nochem ha'modi says no. If the chelev, if the fat is cooked, then it's easier to burn with. Then you could use it for the shemen for near Shabbos. V'chomem oimerim, no. Echad mevushel, whether the chelev, the fat, is cooked up. V'yechad she'enim mevushel, whether it's not cooked up, is a madlikim boy. Still, these things you can't use for the shemen. I will see in the Gemara the reason is because the wick, the fire doesn't come up nicely out of the shemen. So we're afraid either it will go out, or else we're afraid it will start flickering back and forth the fire, and you're going to go try and fix it on Shabbos. So Xeri, you shouldn't come to fix it on Shabbos, you shouldn't use these shmonim or these psilos to be mekayim the mitzvah near Shabbos. So Drashi, Bamem Adlikim, Lasois Psila to make the wick. Kolhani demasnisim first begmaris. All these cases in the Mishnah, the Gemara will explain what type of wicks they are. Loi bezefes, loi b'shava. So Drashi lav l'inyan psila. We're not talking about now the wicks anymore. You don't use pitch or you don't use wax for the wicks. Elo losseis b'mokim shemen. Now we're talking about putting using these things instead of oil. V'cholhani mizefes ve'elach psulei shemonim hein. Here's the rest of the Mishnah. After zefes, it's talking about psulei shemen. That the shemen is, you can't use these things for the shemen. Now the Gemara will explain all the cases. So the first case was Ein Madlikim Loi Belechesh. What's called Lechesh is like the Gemara Leches Shuchod Arzo. That's the piece of a cedar tree, a piece of wood from the cedar tree. Freti Gemara Shuchod Arzo Eit Biyamu. That's a piece of wood. Hapshita, you don't use a wood for wick. To use a wick, you use either a piece of cotton, a piece of cloth. You don't use a piece of wood for a wick. And for the Gemara, the armenisa the ispe. It's between the bark and the wood of the tree. There's like armenisa type of fibers there, type of cotton there. So it's the cotton that comes out of the cedar tree. To use that cotton, you can't use for the wicks. So Trashi eats baalmahu upshita the loychazil upsila elalamdura. You can't use the bark case of a cedar tree for a psila. That's only used to make a big fire, but not to use it for the wicks. Armenisa Drashi Kimin Semer, type of cotton is there, a wool. Yesh ben kliposa liyetzei, between the bark and the eights of the tree, this type of semer there. So the chiddush is that semer you shouldn't use would be the psila of ner shabbos. That's lechesh. Vayta v'loi b'choysin, you shouldn't use choysin. So the Gemara Amar Rabbi Yosef, nu'urei shel pishin. It means weak pieces of flax. You shouldn't use the weaker parts of flax. You shouldn't use. Omalei Abaya, that the Abaya name, his choysin doesn't mean nu'urois shel pishtin. For Aksiv, the Pasuk says, for hoya hachosun nu'urois. heis de chosen will turn in to become nurus. Michlal de chosen lav nurusu. Heis Yishayo is talking about the klolos, what will come to Klal Yisrael, that the strong people will come out to be weak people. So chosen will turn in to be a nurus. Mash mistamach soyin is not a nurus. So how can we say in the Mishnah, when it says chosen, it means nurus or pishtin? El omer abaya kitna. No, chosen doesn't mean the weaker part of flax. It means good pieces of flax. But the dayik, you chopped up this flax for lay nofetz. You didn't comb it out. Since you didn't comb out the flax, so the flax doesn't burn so good. You can't use it for a psila. If you use a psila, it's only if you want to use flax. It has to be combed out flax. Then it'll hop on the fire, it will become good. But if it's not combed out, it's no good. Shrashi v'hoya ha-chosin l'nurois. Alma chosin lav nurusu. Because Yishayo says the chosin will turn into be nurus. Masha, right now it's not there. The pshat in the Mishnah, what does chosin mean? Kitna type of flax. The daik was chopped up for loinofetz. The chivon loinofetz, since you didn't comb out this flax before Shabbos, ein shemen nimshach achrav. You can't use this to be the wick, because the shemen, the oil, doesn't go through this wick well. Yinachrav nofetz kakrus of nurus min hadak. Sheboy nurus means the weaker part of it. V'ochi kol makro, this is what Shayo said. Pishtin hachozik, the strong pishtin yahafak l'nurus. Kolaymar hagibor yiyacholish. The strong people become to be weak people. So the kids say, chosin means the pieces of flax that wasn't combed out. For loy biklach, next thing is you can't use a cloch, you can't use a cloch. Omar Shmuel, she'altinu l'chol nechusi yomo. He asked all the sailormen, what does cloch mean? The amri kulcha shmei. We call it kulcha. What is that? We still don't know. Rabbi Yitzchak baziri yoma gushkura. He called it gushkura. So Drashi Gushkara, Psoile Shomeshi. That's the bad parts of silk. When you have silk, you have bad parts, the psoilus of the meshi. Ha also kikoiv made like hats. Vu base atolas, the place where the worms are. Vikurmaloi pula vnoifsinoisoin, and they comb it out. Vitova, they spin it up. The yosin men of begad, you make begotten from this type of silk. The yosalas is a men of psila. But you can't use this silk to be the wicks for the Ner Shabbos. Because what's the reason for all these bad wicks that you can't use? The masnisin shor misachseches behem. When you use this for the wick, the or jumps back and forth with these wicks. Kofetzes finefsekes. It jumps and come out, looks like it's going out. V'yena shel heves emedes from koymoy. The flame doesn't come straight out of these wicks. It flicks back and forth. So either we're afraid they'll go out in the middle of Shabbos and you'll have yisudu without a near Shabbos, or else we're afraid you go to play around to try and fix it. So these wicks you can't use. So kloch means the bad part of silk. Ravin Vabaya have a yasvi kaima the Rav Noi. Ravin Abaya was sitting in front of Rav Noi Nechemya, ach for the Resh Galusa. He was the brother of Resh Galusa. Chazio the have a lovish mitachzicha. He saw he was wearing some silk clothing. Trashi lovish osim yaisa klach. Made out of this silk, that's the clothing he was wearing. Omale Ravon Abaye, so Ravon told Abaye, Hainu Kloch, this is Kloch, it says now Mishnah, Titanan. Omale, he answered back, no. Anan, Shiro Pandino Karinale. I call it Shiroi Pandino. Trashi, Shiroi means Me'il, Ho'osu Me'ikri Hameshi. This is not the bad silk, this clothing comes from the good silk. So it's not the Kloch of the Mishnah. It's mil ha'osu mi'ikar ha'mesh. It comes from the good part of the silk. And the Mishnah, called makloch, means the bad part of the silk. Meisvei, have a kash on you. Ha'shiroyim v'ha'klach v'ha'srikin chayovim b'tzitzis. It is letman diyom, you don't but have to have wool. And wool to be chayiv in the beged shal tzitzis. Now any other material is also mechuyiv in tzitzis. If the beged is made out of shiroyim, made out of silk, well, kloch, the Asarikin is Chayovim Betzitzis. It's Tiyufta the Roven. So, Koponim, you see that Shiroyin and Kloch are two different things. That Kloch does not mean silk. Because it says silk and then it says Kloch. And the Gemara, one teretz is Tiyufta. Iboye Seymo, Shiroyi Lechud. Shiroyim Taka means the good silk. Of the Shiroyi Pandera Lechud. Even though Kloch means type of silk, even though it means maybe another type, not the bad part, a good type of silk, but still a different type of the silk. It's called the silk of Shiroi Parandin Olachud. So it's not Shver, the Brisa says, there's a beged of real silk, then there's a beged of Kloch, a different type of silk. Both pagodim are mechuyiv in tzitzis. But pshat now mishnah could be cloth is a type of the silk. Drashi srikin or suyin min hameshit made from the silk, harach, the soft part of the silk, has a spatzel that falls apart. Or motzi b'meshi, yeah. Chayovim b'tzitzis, Drashi, the loy command the yomar, kol big day tzemru pishtin davke chayovim. There's a man yomar that says only wool or linen is mechuyiv in tzitzis, mid yiraisa. Inami midrabonim. Not the pshat that this price goes according to everybody that holds that these begodim are mechuyiv midrabonim in tzitzis. Midrabonikitoni, miyo hashiroyim vaklach al mishiroyim lav haynu klach. We see that shiroyim silk is not the same thing as klach, and the Gemara says no, they're two different types of silk. So it's not shver, they're both different. They're different types of silks. Right, v'leiv psilas eden. Another type of a wick you can't use is psilas eden. So the Gemara achvina das arovis willows. V'yesh kimin semer ben klipel yates. Even though a willow is a type of an eight, no vayter between the bark and the eitz itself, there's a type of a tzemer, of type of wool there. So you can't use that wool to be for the wicks. Rovin v'abaye v'kozel v'piktako dimdarvisa. They're walking through this place, because Josh, in the valley. Chazinu lahani arvisa. They saw the willows growing there. Omele rovin l'abaye, hainu idun. That's shot from psilos idun in our Mishnah. That's none. We learned in our Mishnah. Omele nein, hu eitz b'yamahu. That's the eights. A pshiti can't use wood for wicks. Nobody used wood for wicks. So Teretz was, he showed him, kolaf, he peeled off the bark of the willow, the ach v'lei armeniso, the bene bene. He showed him this type of wool, these fibers that were between the bark and the piece of wood. So the Mishnah means don't use those fibers, that type of a wool, to use for the psila. Even that's awesome. Rashi eats b'yamu, v'eichi lechse psila, pshiti's no good for wicks. The Teretz says it's this type of fibers that's between the bark and the tree. You can't use the psilas come from the midbar. And the Gemara Shavro, Trashi min eitzav, a type of grass, orach, long leaves, v'karanoi soyatuya. Can't use this type of a grass, this eitzav, for wicks. V'lei b'yiroika shalpnei hamayim. So the more mahi, what's the yiruka shalpnei hamayim? Ilei me'uch meto de charitzi, if you mean it's the uch meto, the red part of the charitzi. So Drashi, mokem konus mayim, there's a pool of water there. Godol aleihem kimin yachrusa, on top of the water grows like red growths. For the Gemara, if ruche mifrachin, these things fall apart, they're very fragile, they fall apart. Drashi ifrach mifrachin, le moslem neve psila mine, you can't roll it up to make a wick out of it even if you tried. So pshita, you can't use this for the psila. It's brittle. When you roll it up, it breaks up into pieces. Elo amar apopo uchmator di arva. It means on the bottom of a ship, in the water, the seaweed that grows on the bottom of the ship, that's what's also to use. You can't use the seaweed. Drashi. Ukmuto di arva, svino hamesakeves b'mokimecha b'mayim, a ship that stays in the water a long time, godo yirakruksa sovir shulem b'chutz, that grows on the bottom of a type of seaweed. You can't use that seaweed for the wicks. Tono, the Brisa says, so I see for your lane, the Brisa is moisiv more than our Mishnah, shel temer, you can't use wool to be for the wicks, v'shel sar, you can't use hair. So the more of a Tana did done, how come our Tana doesn't say these two psulim also? The Teretz is semer to use wool, michvas kovitz, it shrinks. So like pshita, you can't use it for wick. Wool is no good. Trashi michvas kovitz of mayor. It shrinks in front of the fire. V'yein deyla klau, and won't let any fire go through it. V'yein shal heves achezes boiv letzorach l'misnayu. You can't use wool to be a wick. It won't take the fire through. So pshita it's awesome. Weiter, Sar, what does Nawatana say you can't use here? Is a chruchi michruch. When you put a match to here, you can't use it for wick. It burns up right away. There's nothing there. A chruchi michruch means it gets burned up here. So pshita, you can't use it for wick. So our Mishnah doesn't have to explain it. Now the price is moisiv more in the Mishnah. He explained it more. But now Mishnah pshita, you can't use here for wicks. V'leib zefes. Now we're talking about what type of oils can you use for the shemen, you can't use tar. So tomorrow, zefes, that's zifta. The same thing as zifta. Zifta. That's tar, pitch. Shava, what's wax? Kirusa, that's wax. Tona, The Bryce says, Ad kam subsilus. Up until here, the Mishnah telling you what you can't use for wicks. Mikan vielach, from now on, psul shimonim, telling what you can't even use for the oil. So the more pshita, avada, from now on, I'm talking about oils. They're not talking about wicks. What do you have to tell me? Shava itzvachlei, or wax is the chilik. Wax is different. Mild the time I would think, lipsilois nami lechozi, that you can't use wax even to be for the psila, for the wicks. Kamashmala, no. If you want to use wax for be the wicks, that's kosher. You can't use wax only to be the shemen. So nafkimina is our candles. Our candles is kosher to use for Ner Shabbos, because the wax is only like the psila. You're not really using the wax as a jar full of shemen and just putting a small wick inside the wax to let the wax be drawn up. No, forget, we have a psila throughout the whole candle, and the candle is just around the wick to make the wick burn better. So it's part of the wick. So that's kosher. That's the chiddush here. That the only psul of wax is only when you're only using it like oil is being used. That you only have a small wick on top, and you want this wick to draw up the wax, that it can't do. That's psul. But our candles is not use the mokum, the oil. It's use the mokum, the psila. It's like one long psila. We have the string going throughout the whole candle. That's kosher to use. That's the chiddush. That it's only psul al shemen, not al wicks. Therefore, our candles are kosher. It's not even good to be as wicks. Kamash will know for wicks is kosher. Drashim, it can't be a psul shmonim. Shloitin chaticha zefes or shava v'neir b'mokum shem. Shav isvichlei. Lefish regilim lasses kimim psila rucha, like we have our long candles. V'ya psila teicha. And you have a psila going straight through the candle. Kamay shana waisim. Ma'al de teima lepsila nami kosalei. Kamash mla no. Wax is only possible for the shemen and not for the wicks. Omar Rami Baravin. Atruna psuta de zifta. Atruna, that's the bad part of the zephyrs of the pitch. Trashi psulta de zifta, liyachas sheretz zephyr, yet you have the tar coming out, min eitz, from the tree, zav mimenu ayidei or, epsulis. Then the blessed part is the worst part of it. Solol, kishemen bu itran. That's called itran. Smells very bad. That's also possible to use. Shava, wax, psulta de dufsha. That's the psul, is the bad part of the honey that we had yesterday, I mean beehives. You have beehives that the honey is surrounded by the wax. And after the honey comes out, then you have the wax coming out also. If you sell something, somebody says, I want to buy wax. You have to know what stam wax is. Stam wax is the psalus of the dvash, of the honey. So when you have a beehive, and after the honey comes out, the rest that comes out, that's called wax. That's what it means to buy. Call Elu Shamru a Madlikim Ben Beshabbos. All the Mishnah that you can't use these wicks or these type of oils for Shabbos, Avoloisin Mehen Madura. But on Shabbos, you're allowed to make a big bonfire out of them. If you want to make a big fire in your backyard to light up the whole backyard, or you want to use a fireplace to make heat in the house, that's mutter. It's only also to use these for a little shemen, for a little or. Then l'schamim kinegda, whether you're going to use it to heat yourself up. Then l'shtamash noru, whether you want to use it to use the or to have a big bonfire. That's good. Then agabi kaka, whether it's being burnt on the floor. Then agabi kira, whether using the top of the kira. For loy osru, when does our Mishnah say it's osur? It allows us mem psila l'ner bavad. Only when you want to use these wicks for a small candle. So for a small candle there, we're afraid either the fire will go out, because either these oils don't go through the wick so well, or else the wicks don't carry the oil through it so well, or else we're afraid it starts flickering the fire and you come to fix it. But that's only shayach by one candle, one lamp. But if you're making a big bonfire there, you don't have this kazaira. Trashi, aval oisin mehen madura hesed godol. She'echad mavechadera, one helps out the other one, burn good, so there's no kazairas there. The ne'er krusel, only to use it for lamp, that's what's awesome. Right, the Mishnah says, "Bulei b'shemen kik." You can't use shemen kik for the shemen. My shemen kik. What does that mean? Omar Shmuel shatin l'chol mechusa yama. He asked all the sailormen, the people go down on the sea. What does it mean? The yarmuli. They told me, "Oif echod is a type of a bird. Yesh pekarche yom, the other side of the ocean. The kik shemai. Its name is kik." So the Mishnah means you can't use the oil that comes out of this bird. Okay, so if you'll schmaltz up the fats inside the oif to use that schmaltz, you can't use it. Rashi b'shemen kik, shemen shel oif echad, neistin v'ner v'dolik. You use that shemen and burn it, it's no good.
Rav Yitzchak Breda, Rav Yehuda Amar, Mishcha Dekoza. It's cottonseed oil. Cottonseed oil is no good to use for shemen. Trashi Mishcha Dekoza, shemen oil, Shoisin Migarine Tzemer. That's made from the seeds of tzemer, of cotton. Tzemer Geffen, of cotton. It's cottonseed oil. Shekoirin Kutin. It's called cotton. So you can't use cottonseed oil to use for shemen. That doesn't burn so good. Resh Lakish Shama, no, you know what Shema Kik means? It's a type of a bush. Kikon the Yoina. Like the bush that Yoina, what happened with Yoina? They saw the Kikon. Trashi Kikon, Kain Oysa Shayoina. Just like the bush that was by Yoina. Omar Rabba Barbachona. So the Dichozali, Kikon the Yoina. I saw a bush that looks like the Kikon of Yoina. Ol it's Lavisa Domi. It's Doina, so the Sardi says, Ilan Sarek. It's Doina to a tree that doesn't give off fruit. Trasha the chazali min kikun the yoina, and it looks like a tree that doesn't give off fruit. Umar patidinu, davarshki rabbi, it grows near a hole of water. Trasha naski rabbi vibitsoi hamayim hugodl, it grows in like a pond of water. The alpum chanusa madlin, and they let the branches go in front of the chanus, in front of the stores, the yossi, in order to make it nice and shady there. Umar Pasidinhu Avdi Mishcha, and from the seeds of this tree they make oil. Uvyan Foihu, and from its leaves, from the branches, Naichon Kobriche de Marava. All the sick people, the Marava, are under those branches. It heals them. Yachweis either gives wolf good shade there, or else it's a healthy thing to be there. That's what people are by this kikun. Rashi Vyapum Khanvanusa Madlin Yossi. Alpum Achanus, near the opening of the doors. Madlin Neusel itself used to let these branches be there to make shade. Olareach Toiv, it smelled good also. Mivazdino Migarinon, from its seeds they used to make oil. And from under the shade, Naichen Sheikhvim Brichi Cholin. The sick people used to rest there, either it was healthy because it smelled good or it was good shade there. That's where the sick people used to be. Omar Rabba, Psilois Sha'omru Chachomim, E Madlikim Ben Beshabis. What's the reason why the Chumash said you can't use these wicks for Ner Shabbos? Because the or doesn't come out of nice flame straight up. It shakes back and forth, flickers back and forth. So that's no good. Either you'll go out or you'll come to fix it. Trashi, Mesachsechoyz kimin sakin peguma, like a sak in a knife that has holes in it, that goes in and out. Mesachsechoyz pebosser, when it cuts the meat, it cuts slanty, zigzag. Shein oire, shein oireoy zokif. The light does not go shooting straight up. V'neifamakamech doesn't stay in one place. Elindorcha, it moves. V'koifis, and it jumps. Lishnachrina masachskoyes bem eina nefsechus teicha psilu, doesn't go into the wick. Elosovev mirachus, only goes on the outside. And it doesn't burn so good that way. That's why you shouldn't use these wicks. What's the reason why the Mishnah says you can't use these type of oils for Shabbos? Because these oils don't go through good through the wicks. So if you're afraid to go out on Shabbos, you come to fix it, so you shouldn't use them. Here the Xerus, you come to move the oil. Since it doesn't go through good the wicks, you come to move the wicks, move the oil, and you'll be over in Issa Mavar on Shabbos. Therefore, you shouldn't use these wicks. Boy minay Abaye mirabba. Abaye is the kasha for Teraba. Shmonim shon rachomim eim adlikim behem b'shabbis. Hez yitzul in the Mishnah, the shemen kik, or shemen sreifel, or balyo. Mal sheitl teichen shemen kolshu v'yadlik. What about if you put a little bit olive oil inside it? Hez you have this shemen sreifel, or shemen kik, that's no good. Now you put a little bit olive oil in. Now with the olive oil, now it burns very gishmak. And now it goes very good through the psilas. So now there should be no gzera. Is it mutter or not? Mig, what should be the shalom? Why is it still be osur? Is it still be osur? Mig azrinan dum osur liad luka bianayu. Should be gzera, maybe you come to use the shemen kick by itself. If we're going to be mad to you to use the shemen kick when you put some good shemen inside it, people say shemen kick is also good by itself. So did they make this type of gzera? Or did it make such a gzera? It's only osur when the oil doesn't go good through the wick. But when you put some shemen zayis inside it, then it goes good through the wick, then it's mutter. Trashi shemen kol shu shemen hanitin betoichoi mamshichoi liachre psilo. If you put some good oil, now it goes nicely through the wicks. Is it mutter or not? Or Malehi answered back, "Hey madlikim, it's awesome. My time is." He asked him, "What's the reason?" Lefei shem madlikim. Don't ask me no kashes. Shem madlikim. No, as he meant to say, because he holds from this gezeira. It's also to do it because if you use shem and kick, even though now it's mixed with olive oil, it's good. Where geizer, maybe you do it by itself. Drash lefei shem madlikim. The enayu v'gazrin and ha'otahu. Hey, since you're not allowed to burn it by itself, you can't do it with a mixture. Maybe you can't do it by itself. For the Gemara Eisvei, Korach Dovar Shemadlikim Boy, Agabe Dovar Shemadlikim Boy. If you Korach for a wick, something that's no good, use a chais and use a lechish. You put it around a piece of cotton that is good. So Korach Dovar Shemadlikim Boy, you take a piece of cotton and wrap it around Agabe Dovar Shemadlikim Boy, you put it around the lechish, or you put it around the chais or the seaweed, is a Madlikim Boy. Still it's no good, you can't use this for a good wick. So you see, if you ask something good, it's something no good, still it's no good. This is a riot. Oh, no, forget. We ask Nakasha now. What's the Kasha? From Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Shel Beis Abba, from my father's house, Hoyekorchen Psilom Agabe Yegois. They used to put a good Kashra Psila, a good piece of cotton, used to put it around the nut. Umadlikin, and they used to use that for the wick. Now a nut, cheap is no good, the nut doesn't burn too good. So you see, if you mix around something good with something no good, it is kosher. So that's the kosher. Why do you say by shemen good and shemen no good isn't this possible? Here you see, you mix up two things, it is good. So at the Gemara, for the Gemara, what kind of kosher is this? Ketonu miyos madlikim. It says, no, this is kosher. Ketonu miyos madlikim. It says you are allowed to use it. It's kosher to use it. So how come you told me shemen kick was a little shemen zayis is possible? Or Malay, he answered back, what are you asking me, Kasha, from the Mishum Gamliel? Forget, bring me a riot from the Tanakama. The Tanakama says you're not allowed to put something around an egoist. So you see, a good wick and a bad wick together is possible. So that's like I told you before. So what are you asking me, Kasha, from Shimon Gamliel? He's a Yochid. We hold better like Tanakama. He's a Rabbin. So the more hold a kasha, that's not shver. I'm asking you good kasha from Shimon Gamliel. The first pshat is Maiserav. That since it's a Maiserav, the Shimon Gamliel didn't say something from himself. He said Shel Beis Abba Hoyu. He said over Maiserav what his father did. Whenever you say over Maiserav, usually that's the locha that way. So mele the locha here is like a Shimon Gamliel that it's mutter to put something around an egois. You're allowed to use a good wick mixed up with a bad wick. So the same halacha should be by the shemonim. A good oil with bad oil should be mutter. So the Gemara mikomakim kasha. L'chur, it's a good kasha now. So tomorrow, my lav lahadlik. L'chur, he put the good wick around the egois, the bad wick, to make them both be used as wick to light with. So that's a good kasha. How come it's mutter? And the Gemara now, loyla hakfois. The reason why he put the wick around the egois, the knot, not to use the knot as a wick, but to keep the wick floating. He wanted to keep, make sure the wick doesn't fall into the oil. So use the nutshell to keep the wick just floating up. So the nutshell wasn't bechalal used to be part of the wick. It was only used the hakfois to make it float. Then it's no kasher by our case. But yes, you want to mix in shemen kick with shemen zayis. We have exera. You want to use the shemen kick for burning, you can't use it. Because maybe you come to use it burning by itself. But here we're not using the egois to burn with. Just the hakfois to hold it, stay up. There's no xeris. For the Gemara, ila hakfois. If you're only using the egois to make it float, my time with Tanakama. How can the Tanakama say it's osur? You're not using it to be for wick. Avadu it's muta. So the Gemara enechnami kulu Rav Shimon Gamliel here. You take it right. There's no Tanakama. Nobody could think on this. The whole brisa is Rav Shimon Gamliel. V'chasuri mechso. Something's missing. V'okik tona. This is the way the brisa should say. Korach dovish ein madlikim boy, agave dovish ein madlikim boy, is a loch ein madlikim boy. It's tak osur. If you put cotton around lechash, around chosin, it's tak apostle. You're not allowed to use it for wick. Now the medivo mamurim lahadlik. There's only when you want to use both wicks for the purpose of burning with it. You want to use them both as wicks. where you want to use the egois, where you want to use the second, the bad one, the nut, just to make it float, then mutter, avadar, it's mutter, there's no gzera, because you're not using it for burning purposes. So what's the raya? Sherabin Shimon, ben Gamliel Oimer, Shebeh Brosamais Arab, Shebeh Abba, Hoyakurchim, Sila Gabi Egos, that's what they used to do in my father's house. They used to turn around the psila around the egos, just to make it float. For the Gemara, Eini Abba Kasher on you, Vyom Arab Runya Omarav, Chelev Mahutach, if you have Chelev fat, that's Mahutach, that's melted down. Or else the carve dogim, you have the insides of the fish, sheni mocha that was dissolved, is adam noisen letoichoi shemen kolshu or madlik. You're allowed to put some good shemen, some olive oil into this, either chelev mutach, into this oil that was into this fat that was melted.